Hello there, everybody, and welcome to episode 9, right?
Is it 8 or 9?
I have no idea, but my notes say episode 7 because I just rewrote over the ones that I did for episode 7, so I have no idea.
So then wouldn't it be 8, perhaps?
Theoretically. Episode 8, welcome.
Welcome.
I'm Ryan Kane. I'm Jordan Strickland again. And
Jordan, like
Jesus
radio.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, you've seen the Adam Carolla show, right?
Yeah, if people are coming on, if you're just tuning in, we don't even want you as listeners.
Whoa, I want you. Jordan may not want you, but I want you.
All right, fine. So this week, we're going over episode 8 of The Challenge. And before we start going into the episode, I just wanted to ask you what you would rate this in terms of an entire season. Like, do you think this is one of the stronger or weaker seasons?
I think it's one of the stronger.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you just saying that?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm actually thinking about it. My reason being is because of the whole, like, West Alliance just fucking crumbling. You usually don't see stuff like that. Usually when there's a strong alliance, it hangs in there. You don't see the underdogs fucking annihilating until it's non-existent.
That's,
you know,
a good point, I suppose.
So I'm guessing that you don't feel that this is a...
No, I don't. I liked the whole Kenny coming from behind and remaking his entire alliance and stuff, and all the head-to-head stuff. But here's the thing. Like, not once this season have there been a moment during a show where I've said, God damn, this is a great show. Like, it just hasn't happened, and it's been entertaining.
But I don't know.
I think maybe Survivor overshadowed it this season, because you have the best season of Survivor with a mediocre version of The Challenge. And
no, this is. I still say this has been a good season of The Challenge. Like, think of the one where people...
I think maybe I just don't like the format too. I don't like the fresh meat format.
Don't like fresh meat. No. I can dig on fresh meat. Fresh meat's all right in my book. But like, think of the episode where both alliances were trying to get Landon on their side, and like,
yeah, that was like the first episode, though.
It was like the second or third episode, and it was an amazing scene.
One scene for an entire season, Ryan.
Hey, like I said, the entire show has been good. Like the whole alliance thing, that's all been very good.
I guess so.
Getting to seeing just Wes get crushed and then eventually lose, and Evelyn knowing she's on the way out and having no one to talk to, and just sitting with her head down on the kitchen table looking all sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did enjoy seeing that. So, speaking of Evelyn, the first note I have on here is, I hate Evelyn's face. She always looks like someone put a plate of shit under her nose.
Harsh words.
That's exactly the expression that she's always making.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. So it starts off with Kenny congratulating his alliance on surviving, and basically because they've taken over. And next episode, it's just going to be them eating each other alive, because there's no more no one to take out, because everybody's going to be in his alliance.
I kind of have a feeling like you have to kind of know which direction it's going to go. You know,
I think it'll be Ryan and Teresa. Well, it depends who wins, because they did a stupid to be continued.
Yeah.
So, but I think Ryan and Teresa will probably be the next to go.
I don't know. I don't know. I think Kenny might be more willing to look out for Ryan, because, you know, he, like, Jen, I don't know. It just seemed like Ryan kind of was more with him than Jen in the beginning, you know, when they were both kind of flopping back and forth.
He was still kind of on the fence, and Teresa, like, Wes was protecting Teresa and stuff.
That's true, you know. Yeah, you may be right. You may be right.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see.
And Landon, he's the only team without an alliance, and so I guess it's going to be hard to kind of go over this and analyze it, because we don't know who won.
That's true.
I have a hunch who won.
I do too. Who do you think won and why?
I think Evan Luke won, just because of the look on Carly's face. Like, who knows how long he was sitting there trying to get her to snap out of her, you know, Yeah, she looked like she was going to pass out or die.
We haven't seen a contestant dazed like that since Big Easy that one season. Do you remember that?
I don't think so.
Like, they jumped off a boat and had to swim to shore and then run, like, you know, however many miles to the finish line. By the time Eric got out of the water, he was done. And they were dragging him along, like, half the course. And mm-hmm. he finally just went down and had to be taken to the hospital. I think it was the Gauntlet 3. It was the season that Jillian won with Frank.
Yeah, you keep referencing that season, and that's the one that I haven't watched.
It's a good one. You should check it. I think you can watch it online.
All right.
But I think that it was Evelyn and Luke that won as well, because, you know, in the intro, when they are showing Evelyn and Luke, and it shows Luke, like, bleeding from the mouth, kind of. You remember that shot?
No.
It's like, I don't know, it looks like he got a tooth knocked out or something. I haven't seen that yet in the show, so I'm thinking that maybe in the next couple of episodes, so.
I see.
I'm thinking they may have just spoiled it for us.
Yeah, perhaps. See, you think too much about this, and you spoil it for everyone.
Well, shit, man. I'm just really interested in the show.
Mm-hmm. This entire episode was everyone scrambling to try to get votes and stuff. Like, Landon went to Kenny to try to... He went to Kenny and he went to Ryan trying to pull something out. Neither strategy worked.
Yeah,
Kenny actually considered it, but he decided to protect his alliance.
Yeah, I don't know. It was cool to see that, though, because, like, you know that it seems like both of them like each other, and they don't necessarily want to have to send the other person home, but Landon just made a bad decision early mm-hmm. on in the game.
Yep.
Although, like, what Landon was offering to Kenny, I'll put you third to last. It's like, thanks. Thanks for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's absolutely nothing.
Because basically he's saying, I'll put you before Evelyn and myself. So, you know. So
right in the middle, basically.
Yeah, there's six teams left. You mm-hmm. know, he's basically offering him nothing.
Yeah, it was a dumb deal. But I really liked this wrecking ball challenge.
I did too. They're like, it's cool. Like, it seems like when they have a ton of people, they can't do these really cool elaborate challenges. They just have to throw people into a mud pit or mm-hmm. like make them hang from a punching bag or something.
Mm-hmm.
But now we get to see like the slide challenge and the wrecking ball.
Yeah, if you didn't watch basically one of the players on the team had to be hanging straight down, upside down, and then the other player would have to swing them around in a circle. And the player that swung them had to build a puzzle out of, like, foam rocks in the middle right where they would be hanging if they were being stationary. So they just had to keep swinging them around, and it made for some funny stuff.
But, like, I gotta say, Kenny fucking dropped the ball. Like, anyone that looks at this challenge should know exactly, like, the strategy. Get all the puzzle pieces first while she's swinging back and forth, and then build the puzzle.
Yeah, he did a bad job, and also he wasn't. He was complaining that that she was yelling at him too much, but she knows when she's gonna hit the rocks. Like, that's why she's yelling. She hit him straight on one time, like not even at an angle. She just went boom.
Very true, but yeah, you're going to hit the rocks while I'm gathering the other shit. But he shouldn't have wasted any time. You know, trying to build until he had all the puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it was Laurel who was saying, like, you know, Kenny's just not listening to me. It's like, well, shut up, man. He knows that you're swinging back and forth. He knows that he has to keep you going.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can contribute at this point in time.
I guess so.
Please be quiet.
I don't know how nobody passed out from this, because I don't know how, if you've ever hung upside down, but the head or the blood automatically rushes to your head immediately. And if you're hanging upside down like that for more than a couple minutes, you pass out. And they were swinging around, so the blood had to be rushing to their head even more.
Yeah, it seemed like it would have been a fairly uncomfortable challenge. For the girls, anyway.
Yeah.
Especially for the fucking girls. Like, think about the next two contestants, Pete and Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jill was heading back, like, swinging back towards the puzzle. And to stop her, Pete just, like, fucking put a shoulder right into her chest.
he basically tackled her
like,
with...
They were not ginger about stopping these girls from swinging into the rocks, man. Mm-hmm.
And Jillian also had motion sickness problems, too.
Which was funny.
At least she didn't puke while she was upside down and, like, have the puke go into her nose and stuff. That would have been bad.
That would have been awesome, actually. While Pete was trying to stop her, she looked like... She basically would just be like a sprinkler of puke. But no, she did it just... She did it just like you would at Friends 4th of July barbecue.
Yeah.
Just face first into the bushes.
She said she likes to puke in private.
Yeah, well, you know.
Then Nora and Jen ended up winning. They got 2 minutes and 22 seconds. And I was... That's good. Jen was saying before that she never won any challenge and she wanted to win. So she finally got her win. So I'm happy for her, even though she's a stupid bitch.
Yeah, Jen, you finally did it. You know, that's great strategy. Hang Jen upside down and let Noor do his thing.
Yeah.
That's how you win fucking challenges.
Exactly. She didn't have to do anything. That's why they won.
But, like, man, Noor is fast as hell. Like, it gets... For most people that get going that fast, they have to take a few, like, steps. It seems like from the first step, he is moving at top speed.
He's got horsepower.
Seriously, man.
Ryan DQ'd because he sucked. And then Luke also sucked, and Evelyn was yelling at him and hated him even more. Which the players were kind of saying... Evelyn always blames Luke, but on this challenge, it actually was his fault.
Yeah,
so,
it was, without a doubt. Although, like, he was another good block. When Evelyn was swinging back towards the rocks, he jumped over the rock pile and basically just slammed into her swinging body.
Yeah.
And still landed on the rock pile, but it was still an awesome attempt.
I also liked when Teresa was swinging upside down and she almost hit her head on that one rock that was kind of stacked up and just barely missed it.
Yeah, like, some of the girls actually put some energy into it. Like, they would, like, lift their bot. Like, they would basically do a crunch while hanging upside down so they would miss some of the rocks. Where others, like Laurel, she just went face first into the pile.
Yeah. They had a distinct disadvantage, too, because she weighs probably 30 pounds more than any of the other girls, maybe
That's
even
true.
More than that.
That's true.
Because she's so tall. I wonder if they hung her up higher.
They would have had to. Otherwise, her fucking forehead would have been dragging on the ground.
Jen and Noor say they're going to vote in Evan Luke again. And Landon tries to get Ryan to vote in Jill and Pete.
Oh, and when Ev lost and she was complaining, Ryan had a good line, which was something to the effect of, like, every time Evelyn loses, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means, but I liked it.
Yeah.
But go on.
Why was Ryan seemed like he was actually considering voting for Jill and Pete. What would his motivation for even considering
that be? Because he is a fucking idiot. Like, that...
They wouldn't have enough votes even if he did vote for
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Like... And
he would just be screwing himself.
It's not like he told Evelyn, like, you know, I'm considering it. He said this in the confessional to the camera. Like, he was really actually thinking about it. He's an idiot.
Yep. He was putting his head right on the chopping block, and he's lucky that he didn't do anything. And let's see. So Landon and Carly go in, and so do Luke or Jen and Noor, and TJ says they have to get ready right now.
No, not Jen and Noor. It's Landon and Carly.
Landon and Carly.
Luke and Ev.
That's what I said. But anyway, they decide that it's going to be a night exile.
It's wait for me blackout.
Mm-hmm. So they've run out of ideas, and we're just going to turn the lights off for this one.
But it
did make a good make for a good challenge.
It really, like,
it was like one of the old, like, MTV Fear episodes.
Mm-hmm,
they
yeah.
had the camera right in their face.
But especially with Wait For Me, like, the idea of walking through, like, the woods where you, like, it's not steady ground, it's all over the place with those swinging buckets, that was probably hard as hell, man.
Yep. And they added the weight back in.
Yeah.
Cuz it was 100 I think Carly said it was 100 when they did it, and mm-hmm. Do you know if it's 100 for each of them or combined?
No, total.
That's not that much.
Well,
150. That's a little. That's a little more, but that. I guess it would wear on you after a while, but
yeah.
So they have 150 to carry this time, and
Carly just fucking psyched herself out before they even left the house. Like if like you could just see how like worried she was.
Yeah.
Before even getting there, going like about the idea of going up against Evan Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Like she wasn't going into it in the right state of mind.
Yeah.
Clearly. And what was up with Evelyn running around on the porch before they left for the challenge?
I don't know.
Like it was
trying to stay loose,
but it was the distance of like maybe 20 yards.
She was doing wind sprints. I don't know how that helps you when you have to walk with buckets on your shoulder, but
I guess just you know doing a little bit of warm up.
Mm-hmm. Well, they. Jeez.
Evan Luke make peace at the very last possible moment before mm-hmm. going into to elimination.
Yep. And they on the first puzzle, Luke and Ev finished first, and Landon and Carly caught up pretty quickly. Since they'd done it before, they pulled ahead with the buckets because they knew how the apparatus worked. Basically, they just put them right on and got the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So they pulled ahead. And then Luke was being a pussy and... collapsed more than once, and
yeah, like if Landon and Carly have any kind of chance, it's because Landon will probably be able to carry a shitload of weight.
Yeah, which he had to.
Yeah,
because by the time they got to the second puzzle, Carly's mind was completely gone.
Yeah,
she was just staring into space. It was like she was asleep with her eyes open.
Really?
And she had these...
that weird, like, smile on
yeah,
her face?
Yeah, she kept, like, smiling, like, like she was high or something. Maybe she was. And,
You know what? It's weird that they, just sprung a night...
Yeah, how do they know if they've been drinking
exactly.
or whatever?
Exactly. How do they know, like, they didn't get back and just crack open a beer right away? That's...
Carly could have been high on coke.
Seriously, who knows?
We should ask her.
Although if she was high on coke, she probably would have did a little bit better.
That's true. She would have sped up the process a little bit more. But Landon had like that cost them some serious time. Finally, Landon got her to put the buckets back on and start walking. But she said she couldn't carry any weight.
Yeah, I think she was just carrying the buckets.
Yeah, and Landon was carrying all the weight.
I'm surprised Landon didn't just throw her over his shoulder, man.
He can't carry that much.
Hey, it's Landon. I have faith. I have faith in Landon, Jordan.
Well, maybe that's what he'll do at the end of the next
things.
Episode. Carly was delirious, but when they got to the first or the third puzzle, Ev and Luke just decided to take the 5-minute penalty and skip the puzzle altogether. And hope that they beat them. And so now we don't know.
Do you ever notice like that the teams never use the hooks when they just throw their weight down, but they have those like hooks set up so you could just like set it down and like kind of kneel out of it. At each puzzle, you could just hook your weight up to this little thing, step away.
No, I never noticed the hooks.
People just chuck them right off.
It'd probably make it a lot easier to get the weights back on.
Exactly. So you're not, like, lifting it from the ground.
Maybe they don't know about the hooks.
If I know about the hooks, I guess, you know, they're just...
Maybe TJ didn't tell them.
...is so in the game. TJ didn't tell me! So, anyway.
So, to be continued.
Did you notice that Landon and Carly had been practicing the puzzle... in this episode?
No.
It was when they were, like, sitting in bed, kind of just fiddling around on a notebook. They had made their own little puzzles, and they were trying to...
Oh, really?
Trying to, yeah,
they
up
didn't,
their
did,
game.
On the one, the Sudoku one, Landon did the whole thing by himself, because Carly was just staring into space.
Yeah, really. Which, I don't know. How do you think Landon is on Sudoku?
Probably pretty bad.
He seems like kind of a sharp guy, right?
Well,
he did the whole goddamn thing on his own. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
I wish they showed how much time it took each person to do the puzzles, you know?
Yeah, that'd be nice. The only one they told us was when
CJ
took like an hour and a half or whatever.
That was
on the
pathetic.
Fish puzzle. On the kindergartner puzzle.
I will never understand how it took them so long to do that thing.
It's pretty amazing.
Maybe
they threw it too.
Who's CJ and
yeah.
Well, if they did, I mean, I don't think
there's only so many ways that you can split $350,000.
Yeah, well,
or like half that after taxes.
No, I have a sincere feeling that they did not throw it. So, sorry, CJ and Sydney. Jordan's trying to give you the benefit of the doubt here, but
hey, you're the one who came up with this throwing stuff.
Well, I believe that there's a chance that Wes threw it. That wasn't a Wes performance that we saw.
The funny thing is, if he did actually throw it, and Evan, Luke don't make it to the finals, then he threw it for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's true. But if
that's a huge risk. That's why I don't think he did.
Hard to say. The only person that knows for sure is Wes.
I suppose.
Not even Mandy knows.
Yeah.
I guarantee if he did throw it, he wasn't telling her the truth.
Well, she seemed like she was trying her hardest.
Yeah. Like, he probably went in there underestimating her, and then halfway through the course was like, damn, man, maybe I made the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's why he picked... Well, that doesn't make sense. Why would you go into it to lose?
I don't know. Anyway, anything else for this episode?
I don't think so. We don't have Survivor to talk about anymore.
I know, it goes by so much quicker when there's no Survivor talk.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so with that... if you have any questions, comments, feel free to email us at youkilledpodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you want to be a guest, maybe you can Skype into an episode or something and give us your take on the next episode.
Yeah, that's something to think about. I mean, God knows another person on the podcast will at least give us 5 more minutes of chat.
Yeah.
Sorry
for my slurpy sounds this episode. But other than that, just find us on Facebook. The You Killed It page, You Killed It, dedicated to the challenge, it's called, I believe. And other than that, I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
Goodbye.
Have a good week.